So I've been working with historical maps and digitizing and creating new maps with that information, which kind of set me up well for this Fort Seward project, the sculpture museum project. And so what I did is I went into the Sheldon Museum Cultural Center and talked with Andrea Nelson, who showed me the maps in the archive, and basically we spent a day, put the gloves on, went through. The map that I'm using for the project is going to be this 1905 quartermaster report, and basically it's just this very clean map of Fort Seward. So I'm carrying all these tiny objects, and they're being stored as layers, and then I'm laying them on top of each other.
So detailed.
It's super detailed, and that's what's exciting, because when you work in such detail and then you pan away from it, you're just almost overwhelmed with information, and it's such a rich reference and guide towards the history of that specific area, but also kind of putting yourself in place of, well, I'm here now, but wasn't always like this. It's changed, and
When you look at a map, can you tell certain things about the person who created it?
I can tell that this map was a military map, and maybe not necessarily created by one person, because there's a lot of data here, and that data needed to be researched in order to be put on the map. So I kind of see a task force that assembled this map. So this has to be one of the first maps of the Fort Seward. So, yeah, I think it'd be really cool to just highlight like what's here and have it more legible and more accessible, and have it be something that sort of can guide you everywhere. I'm working very meticulously through this, and trying not to leave out anything. When I first looked through all of the maps at the museum, they're very fragile and deteriorating, and I feel like by scanning them and having an image and preserving them, that gives them just that much more life, three times than just being on paper and losing that information and losing that history.